Today on the TV Time Machine, we welcome Ella Purnell and Caitlin Fitzgerald of Sweet Bitter. Ms. Purnell is a talented actress who's appeared in the films Churchill and Maleficent, and Ms. Fitzgerald has starred in the TV show Unreal and is probably best known for her role as Libby Masters on the hit series Masters of Sex. Over the next segment, Ella and Caitlin will talk about their new series about the restaurant world, Sweet Bitter, which airs Sundays on Stars. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to make a reservation, feel free to leave a nice big tip as we leave our dirty dishes in the present in order to order everything on the menu in the past. Ella and Caitlin, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Thanks for having us.
Now, the two of you star in the new original series, Sweet Bitter. We'll start with you, Ella. Tell us about your character, Tess, and what Sweet Bitter is all about.
My character, Tess, basically moves to New York. She has nothing to lose, and she gets this job that she thinks is kind of temporary, a safe place to just wait, and it ends up being this job in this restaurant that defines her and makes her who she is.
Now, Caitlin, tell us about your character, Simone, and what is she looking for in her life?
So Simone is the sort of senior waitress at the restaurant. She's been there the longest. And I think sort of similarly to Tess, initially I don't think Simone thought her whole life would unfold at this restaurant, but here she is all these years later. And I think she's a bit lost in that. And she's made the restaurant her entire life to sort of justify staying there. But I think there are things that she longs for that we may suspect or find out about in subsequent seasons.
So Ella, specifically, how is working in the restaurant world impacting and shaping Tessa's life?
I mean, in so many ways. I never worked in a restaurant before. I now have this newfound respect for things to do. It is hard. I mean, not only physically does it absolutely kill you, you know, your arms, your neck, your back, but it also mentally, you know, working under such high-pressure conditions with these people in this specific restaurant, there's zero turnover as well. These people have been working together for years. You really find your family, you know, you really find your people and get to know each other. They are your friends, your enemies, your lovers, everything. And I think, I guess it just teaches you life skills, doesn't it? You get to learn how to deal with particularly difficult guests. you know, how to keep you cool in difficult situations. I think with Tess, it's also the first time in her life she's ever been good at something and ever really found something that she cares about and she's wanted to learn about and she's ever met someone she's aspired to be. And I think Simone is really that mentor for her.
Well, just like in families, you know, relationships can be somewhat complicated. What is Simone's relationship like with Tess, Caitlin, and what is the dynamic that exists between the two women?
Yeah, it's sort of, well, complicated is the right word. It isn't one thing, and it's not readily categorized, I think. I think there is a mentor-mentee relationship. I think Simone feels protective of Tess, sees a younger version of herself in Tess, is perhaps a bit jealous of Tess, wants to control Tess, wants Tess to look up to her and be an audience to her, and then eventually is maybe threatened by Tess a little bit. But it's all in the mix.
So, Ella, initially, what does Tess admire most about Simone?
I mean, what's there not to admire? I think she's just... I've never met anyone in my life. Tess has never met anyone in her life like that. She knows everything about art and wine and literature. She's that woman that you see in the street and you go, God, who's that? She's just wonderful and intelligent and self-assured and has this authority over the restaurant that I think Tess really admires and envies, as well as there being this sort of magnetized, sort of elastic thing where maybe she wants to leave and Simone won't let her. She draws her in. And she's also trying to figure out the relationship between Simone and Jake, for the most part, with maybe a little bit of envy, maybe just intrigue and wondering, you know, what's this mystery that seems to surround them both?
Now, sometimes what you think is a temporary stop in life actually becomes your life.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the sort of thing that both of your characters are experiencing?
Absolutely.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, I think for Simone, working at the restaurant gives her both incredible freedom over her life. You know, she can kind of build her life according to her own rules, but it is also kind of a cage. So it cuts both ways, kind of golden handcuffs a bit.
Now, Ella, I know you didn't work in the restaurant industry, but Caitlin, you did in real life.
I did. Yeah.
Tell us about that. and how did that help you in terms of starring in the show?
Yeah, in so many ways. I sort of was Tess. I moved to New York. I was working in restaurants in 2006, just when this story is set. And I grew tremendously working in restaurants. I really learned how to work and work hard. And I think that was incredible training for being an actor. And I never worked in such a fancy restaurant as the one we're depicting, so I had some skills to pick up before we started shooting. But I definitely remembered very acutely what it was to be in a restaurant and work those shifts.
So you guys actually received real-life restaurant training, the entire
sure
cast?
Sure did.
So, Ella, what was that like for you?
It's so hard. Yeah. It's really tough. I struggled the most with the three-plate carry. Is so much harder than it looks, and I have zero upper body strength. Those plates are very, very heavy.
A lot of broken plates,
yeah,
and glasses.
China, everywhere, glass on the floor. Also, the wine keys, when you're taking them out, the bottles, they always, for me, they always seem to bend to the side. Again, not very strong. But no, it was really important for us to make it look real, and like we had been working together for a really long time, and it was not only doing the practical things like that, but also learning how to work around each other and get to know each other's movements and the lingo, and so it looked like we'd been there for a long time.
So, Caitlin, did you learn anything new that you didn't already know in the training?
Yeah, well, Simone is sort of the de facto sommelier for the restaurant, so I did kind of a crash course in wine, and while I am still a total novice, I learned a lot of things that I hadn't known before about wine.
Yeah. So Ella, what can viewers expect to experience when they watch Sweet Bitter on Starz?
I mean, get prepared to be really hungry. Yeah, I think crack open a nice bottle of wine, get some good food up, and be prepared to go on a real sensory experience, you know, and feel all the feelings. And I think it will bring back a real nostalgia if you've moved to a big city by yourself. And I think it does a really good job, actually, of depicting real life. You know, New York isn't always glamorous and glitzy. Sometimes it's hard and it's lonely and it's blood, sweat, and tears. And, you know, being 21 is a scary time. But I think, yeah, it will bring back a ton of memories or inspire if you just start learning to cook.
Great. Ladies, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV
Thank
Time
you
Machine.
So much, Tim.
Feel free
Thank
to join us very. Again in the future or in 2006.
All right, very good. Thank you.
Thank you.